Yes, good morning. I hope you're safe. I hope the Lord has kept you safe and sound. This is the day that the Lord has met. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for joining us for our study of the Bible here. We study the Bible from the book of Genesis to Revelation is our aim. And we believe by the grace of God, we'll be able to study through and learn. You know, it's not just about going through the Bible. But what do you learn? What do you pick from it? That's what we believe for the Lord, to send revelation to us, because we believe there is no limitation to revelation. God reveals his word to each and every body that is willing to learn, that has the Spirit of the Lord in him. God shall reveal his word to you. So far we've done 19 books of the Bible. And right now, we are handling the book of Proverbs. If you've not been able to listen to the podcast we've done or any of the podcasts from the book of Genesis, I ask you to please go to our app, Bible In-Depth Network. You can find it on Play Store. You'll find all the episodes there. Also, on all podcast channels like Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Deezer, name it. You'll find Bible In-Depth, and you'll find all there. Episodes that we have done right there. And I believe the Lord shall bless you as you listen. Now today I want us to continue with our book of Proverbs. And we'll start with Proverbs 15 today. A soft and gentle and thoughtful answer turns away wrath. Now, there are three things being spoken of here. A soft, number two, a gentle, number three, a thoughtful answer. Now, how often do we get asked about something probably that has happened, or something that we've done, or something in a relationship, in a marriage, yeah, by your friend, and they're asking you about something that has happened, or something you did, And what is our answer? Is it soft? Is it gentle? Is it thoughtful? Or we just get out and speak? Because here he tells us, if you give an answer with such a description, it will turn away wrath. If somebody was angry at you, they'll at least cool down a bit. Yeah? If somebody was not happy by what you've done, and your response is one that has humility involved in it, then the attitude of the person that you could have wronged could change. But what happens when we just come out in defense, self-defense? Yeah? We don't think about the words we say. We just speak because of the ego we have. What does it bring? It brings wrath. And it can worsen things. Things go out of hand. So, here he's starting by telling us, let your answers be soft. Let your responses be gentle. Let them be thoughtful. Think about what you say. Don't just speak. But harsh and painful and careless words stir up anger. Many of the things that bring anger within us come from the mouth. The response of the other party. Yeah? The response that you also make can stir up anger. If we can learn to watch the words we speak, if we can learn how to respond, if we can learn to control our words, then we can learn to control anger. So, anger is stirred up by harsh words. Yeah? Some people speak harshly to the others without thought about them. Painful words. Yeah? Careless words. Sometimes they come through jokes. Oh, I was just kidding. But then it has gone out. It has hurt the other person, and anger has come in. We need to stop being the source of anger for others. How? Control your words. Take out the harsh words. Take out the painful words. Take out the careless words. Control the jokes you make. Because some people are sensitive. Yeah? You say a joke and you think it's gone easy. Yet that person has actually been hurt. So be careful on how you respond. Be careful on how you use your mouth. Let it be releasing words that are gentle, that are soft, that are thoughtful. Verse 2. The tongue of the wise speaks knowledge that is pleasing and acceptable, but the babbling mouth of fools spouts folly. There's so much use of the word fools here, but it's in the Bible, and I will say it just as it is. And it's just talking about how both respond, the wise and the fool. Yeah, one speaks knowledge, the other just brings out folly. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, watching the evil and the good. Yeah, God watches. God watches everybody. There's nobody that is not watched by the Lord. The evil is watched by the Lord. The good is watched by the Lord. In everything that you do, God is watching. Even when you've closed your room and you're there alone, God is watching. Even when you say, I'm going to steal this money and nobody is seeing, always remember God is watching. Yeah, He's almighty. He can know. He sees everything. A soothing tongue speaks words that build up and encourage. A soothing word tongue is one, of course, that brings words that build, brings words that encourage. When somebody is in trouble, they speak out to them and encourage them, yeah, and give them hope. And these, with the soothing tongue, here it's described as a tree of life. Whenever you hear the word tree of life, that means it is something that restores life, increases life, yeah? With it, you have eternity with you, and positive eternity, not negative. But a perversive tongue crushes the spirit. Perversive tongue is that one that speaks words that overwhelm and depress others. And you shouldn't be in such circles that are always depressing people. Speaking words that bring down others. Those that crush the spirit. You know, you can say one word and it messes up the day of your colleague. You can say one word and it kills the attitude of somebody for a month. You can say one word and it messes up somebody's year. You can say one word and it messes up somebody's life. So control the words that you speak, because they crush the spirit. The arrogant rejects his father's instruction and correction. We've seen multiple times here responses as far as fathers and instruction are concerned and correction. But he who is willing to learn and regards and keeps in mind a reprimand acquires good sense. Great and priceless treasure is in the house of the righteous one. Yeah? One who seeks God, one who seeks instruction, one who grows in wisdom, that person has a priceless treasure in their house. Even if you go and you open the house, so where are the treasures? You don't know what that person has within him. His household is blessed. His life is blessed. Everything he touches is blessed. But trouble is the income of the wicked one. People who reject the Lord, people who reject the commandment of the Lord, people who reject the word of the Lord, people who don't want to hear anything about the Lord, their income is trouble. And not only trouble here on earth, but even in eternity. Trouble. The lips of the wise spread knowledge. Yeah? But the hearts of fools are not so. The sacrifice of the wicked is hateful and exceedingly offensive to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. Now, how many times do we pray? But are we upright when we pray? Because the prayer of that person that is upright is what brings delight to the Lord. So as I go before him every day, what is my standing with him? What is my position with him? Because that has a part to play. He's delighted by prayer that comes out of a righteous mouth. He's delighted by prayer that comes out of an upright heart. He's delighted by people who walk with him, serve him, do his will, and eventually go before his presence. When they speak, he listens. When they speak, he hears. When they speak, he responds. Why? Because he is delighted by their words. And that is one thing that we ought to know as Christians, that we don't just go and walk about, do whatever we want, then go in the presence of God. No, your walk is key. Your walk is very important, even when it comes to answered prayer. Some of our prayers are not being answered because of the way of life. Some of our prayers are not being answered because of the way we live. Some of our prayers are held up because of our attitude. The way of life of the wicked is hateful and exceedingly offensive to the Lord, but he loves one who pursues righteousness. There is pursuing here that is being spoken of. To pursue righteousness. It doesn't mean it's a one-time thing. No, you pursue it. You go after it. You go after your personal integrity. You say, I will have my integrity. I will not let anyone spoil it. I will not mess it up. I pursue it. You go after your personal integrity. You go after your morality. You go after your character. Yeah? You make it a point to go after them and ensure that you do not fall in them. There is severe discipline for him who turns from the way of righteousness, and he who hates correction will die. Sheol, that is the place of the dead, and Abaddon. Abaddon here is the abyss or the place of eternal punishment. Yeah, that we read of in Genesis, in Revelation. That these two places, Sheol and Abaddon, they lie open before the Lord. How much more the hearts of and inner motives of the children of men. A scoffer resents one who rebukes him and tries to teach him, nor will he go to the wise. A heart full of joy and goodness makes a cheerful face, but when a heart is full of sadness, the spirit is crushed. We've spoken about this. Yeah? Are you the source of sadness to others? Are you the one who is responsible for the crushing of spirits of others? Watch that. The mind of the intelligent and discerning seeks knowledge and eagerly inquires after it, but the mouth of the stubborn feeds on foolishness. All the days of the afflicted are bad, but a glad heart has a continual feast. It doesn't matter the circumstance. There is a feast for somebody with a glad heart. For somebody that has a good heart, there's always a feast in their life. You find them smiling, wondering, why are you so happy? Why are you so excited? What has made you this happy? Yet, that which is in his heart is what creates the continual feast. His feasting is like on a party all time, all day long, season through season. He's joyful. Why? Because of what is in the heart. That is why you protect your heart. Because it determines your life, it determines how you act, it determines your attitude. Better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble with it. Better is a dinner of vegetables and herbs where love is present than a fattened ox served with hatred. Have you ever been to dinners? Some can even be family dinners, by the way. And everything is there. Everything is served. Good food, good music, excellent ambience. But in there is hatred. Yeah? And you look at a family and you enjoy and you love and you're like, wow, I wish mine could be like that. Yet you do not know that as they eat the chicken, they are busy fighting. After eating the chicken, they throw bottles, they throw bones to each other. Now, here we are being told, it is better for a dinner where they've served vegetables. Humble. Yeah, it doesn't look like there's so much that has been spent, but there's joy. Joy does not come from the great possession. Joy comes from the heart. And that's why we work on our hearts, even the heart of a family. You work on it because you might have everything. Celebrate with a big meal, but people leave when they are angry. People leave when they are disappointed. People leave when their spirits have been broken, when they've been hurt. Why? The words that are spoken, the attitude that is shown when there is no peace. Hearts that are dead, even hearts of families, do not bring joy. They bring depression to others. They bring pain to others. So, if it is something we look at, we need to always ensure that we have peace in our midst, because it is key. Here it is a best example. Kill a bull and serve it to people where hatred is useless. Prepare vegetables. Serve with people in peace. They won't even think about the fact that they're not eating meat. They will be happy. Joy satisfies. Joy shall satisfy them. Peace shall satisfy them. It shall give them contentment even with their vegetables. A hot-tempered man stirs up strife. But he who is slow to anger and patient calms disputes. What are you of the two? Are you the one who always stirs up strife? Or you're the one who brings calm? When there is a war raging, you ensure that there is peace. The way of the lazy is like a hedge of thorns. Yeah, it entangles them. But the way of life of the upright is smooth and open like a highway. A wise son makes a father glad, but a foolish man despises his mother. We've looked at this so many times in this book. Foolishness is joy to him who is without heart and lacks sense. Yeah, but a man of understanding walks uprightly. A man of understanding makes their course straight. Somebody who understands will do everything to make sure their path is straight. Without consultation and wise advice, plans are frustrated. But with many counselors, they are established and succeed. A man has joy in giving an appropriate answer. And how good and delightful is a word spoken at the right moment. How good it is. This all comes down to thoughtful speaking. You don't just speak, you think before you speak. And you speak at the right moment. Yeah? That sometimes involves listening. You first listen before you speak. Then you come out with an appropriate answer. The path of life leads upward for the wise, that he may keep away from shoal below. Yeah, of course, here we are being pointed to the direction of life, which is up, and death, which is below. And the upward are the ones that take the upper direction, the one to life. Yeah, the wise ones. Wisdom is always attached to righteousness and uprightness. Those are the ones that go up. Yeah, and those who go below are the ones that are regarded foolish and wicked. The Lord will tear down the house of the proud and arrogant, but he will establish and protect the boundaries of the widow. Yeah? You know, here the widow is brought in, but widows are mostly given into suffering. And it's so unfortunate that it comes because of their families. Yeah? That they are tortured by the husband's family, the late husband's family. They take away their property. They take away the things that they are rightfully supposed to have. Property, land, houses, businesses taken away. Yeah? And here God says he will protect their boundaries. It doesn't matter what you do. God eventually will come out and protect them and bless them and prosper them in whatever they have to do. And evil plans and thoughts of the wicked are exceedingly vile and offensive to the Lord, but pure words are pleasing words to him. He who profits unlawfully brings suffering to his own house. But he who hates bribes, and here by hating bribes they mean you do not receive bribes and you do not pay them, will live. Yeah? Making profit that is not right brings trouble to your own household. Brings suffering to your own household. You get money, come and put it in the house, and you probably buy things in the house, yet you're buying trouble. Yeah, the heart of the righteous thinks carefully about how to answer, but the babbling mouth of wicked pours out malevolent things. That one we've seen numerous times. The Lord is far from the wicked. The Lord distances himself from the wicked. When they call, he does not even answer. But he hears the prayer of the consistently righteous man. That person with integrity, spiritual integrity, with the moral courage, with the moral authority. That person, the Lord hears their prayer. And we've talked about that. We've said it. That if you need the Lord to hear your prayer, if you need the Lord to always attend to your cry, make it a point to live an upright life, a righteous life, that which pleases him. Where is it? Somebody will ask, read the word of the Lord. He tells you how to live. And then he will answer your prayer. Otherwise, we might pray till the cows come home and we get no answer. The light of the eyes rejoices the hearts of others, and good news puts fat on the bones. The ear that listens to and learns from the life-giving rebuke will remain among the wise. He who neglects and ignores instruction and discipline despises himself, but he who learns from rebuke acquires understanding. The fear of the Lord, remember, the fear of the Lord means worshipping God, obeying him, respecting him, and regarding him as the awesome God, creator of heaven and earth, is the instruction for wisdom. It is a starting point for wisdom. If you do not fear the Lord, if you do not respect the Lord, if you do not worship the Lord, if you do not honor the Lord, if you don't give glory to the Lord, say bye-bye to wisdom. Because it is with those that wisdom starts. It is with those that you acquire wisdom. And before honor comes humility. That is the last verse of chapter 15, that before honor comes humility. Are you looking for honor? Then you need to be humble. That is the starting point. Pride will not bring you honor. It's humility that will bring you the honor that you desire. Chapter 16, I'll close with chapter 16 today. The plans and reflections of the heart belong to man, but the wise answer of the tongue is from the Lord. We plan, we reflect here as men. That is what we do. But we are told here that if you're looking for wisdom, still it will come from the Lord. Even the words you speak that are wise come from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean and innocent in his own eyes. Yeah, and he may see nothing wrong with his actions. That is what you often hear. Someone says, what have I done wrong? The reason is, we do not look at our lives and examine our actions and examine the things we do. Things that hurt others. There are sometimes occasions where you hurt people, but you don't realize it. Like, what have I done wrong? How have I hurt you? Somebody says, you've broken my heart. You're like, how have I done it? I've done nothing. That's man. That's man for you. He sees nothing wrong with his actions. But the Lord weighs and examines the motives and the intents of the heart and knows the truth. God even examines the intentions of your actions. When you go out and buy things and take to somebody in need, God looks at your intention. Says, is he doing it so that he's seen? Is he doing it so that they praise him? Is he doing it for the camera? God weighs the intentions of your heart. God weighs and he knows the truth. You cannot hide it. You cannot say, we bought things, we bought food, took to the poor and gave them because it's something we'll have to do and all. Yet at the back of your mind, you're looking for money from sponsors. No. God will look at your heart and know and say, that has been done with a wrong intention. So what are your intentions of the things you do? What are the intentions? Commit your works to the Lord. And your plans will succeed. Yeah? Commit everything you do to the Lord. Let it be about the Lord. And then when you sit down and plan, you'll succeed. Yeah, the Lord has made everything for its own purpose. Even the wicked, according to their role for the day of evil, even the wicked have a day waiting for them for their own purpose. Everyone who is proud and arrogant in heart is disgusting and exceedingly offensive to the Lord. Be assured he will not go unpunished. By mercy and loving kindness and truth, wickedness is cleansed from the heart. And by the fear of the Lord, one avoids evil. One of the ways that you have to avoid evil is by fearing the Lord. We've described this many times. What does it mean to fear the Lord? Respect, honor. Fearing the Lord involves you acknowledging him as the Lord, acknowledging him as a creator, as awesome. Yeah. That is what you need if you're going to avoid evil. Even when evil is coming, even when people spell out wrong plans for you, even when people give you strategies and tell you this is what we should do to get money, that fear of the Lord comes and says, no, the God I serve does not support that. Hence, you avoid evil. How? By fearing the Lord. Many times the things we do, the evil that we commit, the wickedness that we live in, is because our fear of the Lord is in balance. When we put it on a weight and measure it, it is lacking. We do not fear the Lord much. So we end up doing evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. What a statement. Yeah? It's God who makes your enemies be at peace with you. Because they've tried to bring you down. They've tried to do all things to mess up your life, destroy you. But because you please the Lord, he makes them come to peace with you. Because they realize we cannot touch this one. He's God's anointed, God's blessed, God's favored. And they end up coming to make peace with you. But the Lord directs his steps and establishes them. Yeah? That's what God is saying. Yeah, better is a little with righteousness than great income with injustice. We've read about that. A man's mind plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps and establishes them. A divine decision is on the lips of the king. His mouth should not be unfaithful or unjust in judgment. A just balance and honest scales are the Lord's. All the weights of the bag are his concern. It is repulsive for kings to behave wickedly. For a throne is established on righteousness. This goes out to leaders. It's not right for you to behave in a wicked manner. Yeah? Righteousness is supposed to be part and parcel of you as a leader. Because even when others see you, they will walk like you do. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and he who speaks right is loved. The wrath of a king is like a messenger of death, but a wise man will appease it. In the light of a king's face is life, and his favor is like a cloud bringing a spring rain. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding? The way of the upright turns away from evil. He who guards his ways protects his life. Pride goes before destruction. Pride goes before destruction. The quickest path to be destroyed is pride. The moment you lack humility in your life and you have pride instead, then destruction is close. Because even you'll be given advice and because of the pride you have, you put it aside. I don't want to hear. I'm wise. I know what to do. Hey, destruction is on the way. And a haughty spirit before a fall. It is better to be humble in spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. He who pays attention to the word will find good. And blessed is he who trusts in the Lord. The wise in heart will be called understanding. Sweet speech increases persuasiveness and learning. Understanding is a wellspring of life to those who have it. But to give instruction to a fool, their heart of the wise instructs his mouth and adds persuasiveness to his lips. Pleasant words are like honeycomb, sweet and delightful to the soul, and healing to the body. There is a way which seems right to a man and appears straight before him, but its end is the way of death. Those things that look appeasing, you need to be cautious about them, because eventually they can lead you to destruction. Yeah? The appetite of a worker works for him, for his hunger urges him on. A worthless man devises and digs up even the words of his lips are like scorching fire. A perverse man spreads strife, and the one who gossips separates intimate friends. Yeah? Gossip divides. Run away from it. A violent and exceedingly covetous man entices his neighbor to sin and leads him in a way that is not good. He who winks his eyes does so to plot perverse things, and he who compresses his lips brings evil to pass. A silver-haired head is a crown of splendor and glory, and it is found in the way of righteousness. If you want to live long, have that gray hair, then you need to take the path of righteousness, because it will sustain you. He who is slow to anger is better and more honorable than the mighty soldier, and he who rules and controls his own spirit than the one who captures a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word today, your instruction, your direction, and we ask you to keep on instructing us in your word. Let us always take that which you tell us to do and do it for your good. Help us in all things and sustain us at all times. We exalt you and give you glory and honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.